Blog Talk Radio.
Here's another one. And another one. I'm Little Kim, the Queen Bee.
It's Lady Night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L site. Keep the rhymes right, yo. I just made this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream. Like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whip. Pack them cold and rosy with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I dismiss all you chicks. Fit six from the fourth, fifth. Make me dance. Ow! I stay focused in the dope. Like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just poke it and tote it. I ain't lying. Trying to knock me off. Keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that. Got some head down track. You jack. Sit it. Send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck with the bump. Biggie in the truck. In the box to my double. Let me see you do the bank head. If you're rich. If the rap may rest the QB. And I got all my sisters and men.
Here now with the Diva Squad Love Fantasy. I'm your host, T, and we have two other hosts.
I'm Shelly.
Good evening, this is Rachel.
And how was you ladies? Happy New Year's, first off, to everyone.
Happy New Year, Divas.
Bye-bye.
And Happy how New was Year. Everybody's New Year's?
My New Year was good. It was good. It was good. I got some things I need to look forward to in 2013. First of all, I'm blessed to even see 2013, first and foremost, but I'm here and I'm blessed.
That's all. That's what I'm talking about. You know, I was happy to even make it to see 2013.
Absolutely.
And so many didn't, you know. So it was another year, another day, and a blessed day, you know, to even make it. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. I'm glad to see another year. Definitely. Glad I made it through.
And you notice, so y'all divas ready to turn it out for the first episode.
You know what? Actually, let's do it. It's our first show, 2013. What's up, Ray?
Yes, yes. Let's do this.
All right. Who got the juicy topic for tonight?
What? The juicy topic?
Ooh. I know it's juicy. I know it's got to be.
I say you come on with it, Miss T.
Y'all want me to go on with it?
We're going
to
let Miss Shelly go this round.
Shelly, you got this, lady?
What?
Let's do it.
I got it. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right. Divas and Dons, the topic of tonight is if you got caught cheating at the same time as your significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, do you think the relationship would last?
Wow.
My gosh.
M-O-G.
Hold on. Run that by me.
Run that by me, AJ. Well, you know what? I'm going to say hell to the no. You know, first off, we both cheating. So we can't be doing, you know, no, it ain't going to work.
We should have left it alone. We're not going to trust each other no more. Yeah, it would have been okay. It would have been all right if we didn't get caught together, but we got caught together. I'm going to say no.
It's always going to be problems.
At the same time. Wait a minute. If you got caught at the same time, so y'all hanging at the same time. Ooh, ow. Okay. What would I do? The old mate, the one in the past, I'm taking it to my grave. The new mate, I'm coming clean. I'm coming clean because I know he's going to come clean with it.
Somebody got to come clean. I mean, you know, hey, let's start it all over and let's make it good, you know?
Both of y'all busted, coming in, smelling like cologne, somebody else's perfume, somebody else's whatever.
You know what? Let's open up these phone lines. the number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on this hot topic. Or just sit online and kick back, kick your feet up, and enjoy this ride, because this ride, we about to go in.
Press that one so we can have some fun now. Don't be scared.
But, hey, that's a Woo-wee.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
What do you think?
I mean, you might as well talk about Johnny Taylor cheating in the next room.
Do we all go out to dinner together, or do we just, you know, what do?
You know what?
And you know what? While we waiting for somebody to press that one and stop being scared, we're going to go to a song by Keisha Cole. It's Wonder.
Okay. Let's go.
Thank you.
When you get caught.
Wow. But let's listen to what the public has to say. We have Jeremy and Ramona on the line.
Oh, welcome. Happy New Year, guys.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, everyone.
And Happy Ramona, hello. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Well, that was a really interesting question. Because most of the time, two people don't get caught at the same time. That's number one. Number two, one creeping and the other one acting like he don't know what you're doing. But if we both creeping, something's wrong with this picture.
Mm-hmm. And you know it.
I mean, I'm a booty call and you a booty call. So break this all right now. You go your way, I go my way, and we meet up in the middle sometimes. Shoot.
That's right. I know that's right.
And on that note, I'm done.
Just stay on the line, Ramona, and interact with us. Jeremy.
Okay, Jeremy. I'm coming. You already know I'm coming.
Hey, Jeremy.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Yes, we do.
Thank
you.
My opinion? This is my opinion. Listen, if everybody got caught, is up in the air. All rules are violated. All the rules are violated because everybody got caught, so something ain't right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's
right.
The one.
Bro, you're
a booty call. Just like the next chick.
There ain't going to be a booty call. Hey, listen, this is going to be the next, what I'm trying to build. I ain't going to look at it as no booty call. If I'm doing it, it's going to be worth something.
Yeah, that's what you're going to get caught.
Hey, Johnny.
Yes.
This is Shelly.
How you doing, Shelly?
I'm good. I'm going to put you on the spot real quick. Do you have something you want to say to one of the divas?
Oh, Rachel?
Oh, Rachel.
You want to say something to one of the divas real quick?
Oh, backtrack it? Well, she already know because I told her. Rachel, I got a crush on you, Mommy.
I'm blushing. Y'all put me on. I'm blushing.
Sierra, listen, Sierra, you know that. That was my very first girlfriend. My very first one.
I just had to put you out there real quick, Jeremy. You good, though.
Thank you. Same to you.
So it's wow, that was so cute.
It was very cute. Danny, you still my friend?
Huh?
You still said friend?
I can't hear that. Bring it back.
I said you still my friend. I put you out there. You still my friend?
No, you already know that. Listen, I got love for y'all. Listen.
Oh, thank you.
Come on, go ahead.
He's definitely a faithful caller of the Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. And Jeremy, we thank you so much for being a fan of ours and calling in and giving us love all the time. We thank you so much, honey.
Thank you.
That was cute, though.
Yes.
But the number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to get in with the Diva Squad and Jeremy and Ramona. I just hold the line, kick your feet up, and enjoy the ride because we're about to go in.
All right, we have our next caller. We have Kiff on the line. Kiff, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
I really wanted to get in on this conversation, but I mean, I feel like the topic is just so, I mean, in my relationship, it's just so unrealistic, you know what I mean? I just couldn't see it happening, you know? Like, I just couldn't see it happening. Somebody, I'll be in jail, or somebody be dead.
It happens every day.
But would you consider that a relationship? I wouldn't consider it a relationship.
Me either.
You know, I think that, you know, it's just two people probably wasting time, you know, because 99.9% of the time there's nothing long, you know, long term probably going to come out of that. So you just delaying the inevitable, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's how I look at it.
Go ahead.
No, it just seems so fake, you know, because I have a problem with sharing anything. I don't want to share nothing,
I know.
Yeah.
I got a newborn baby, and I don't want to share her with a daddy or nobody else. So I could imagine, you know, trying to share my man. Like, I could never forgive. I mean, and you know, they say you're supposed to, you know, love, live, forgive, and all of this, but I have to forgive you from a distance, you know, with somebody else.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. But I mean, you know, like I said, the relationship could have been going on for a while, you know, and you both just figure, you know, hey, it's nothing there. But you know, you constantly see a line about, well, you know, no, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that, you know. But you know, you could even go to a club and you with somebody, not knowing that he may be there, and here he steps in with another female. I mean, it could happen any type of way.
Anyway, right.
Yeah, Kevin Hart, yeah. It's about to go down.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Oh,
go down. It's about to go down.
Go down. Yes.
Yeah, it's definitely going to go down, you know. Somebody going to get their butt tore up. Somebody.
Yeah, but that reminds me of that
and
song
I know
by
that
Life to the
come
Song.
Out like that. Huh?
Right. Life to the Song is like if you're looking for, come on, he'd be like, I'm going to tell you women how to find, you know, your soulmate or whatever. And he like, you know, you have to be what you're looking for. So if I'm walking in a club with another dude that's not my man and I see my man walking, I mean, what can I really say? Like, I'm going to spaz out about him doing something that I'm doing. You know
right.
what I mean?
Not
so,
wrong. So, you know, but
right.
nine times out of ten, you know it's going to get ugly.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's that pride thing.
It's definitely
you know?
Going to get ugly. Right. Just because you know you wrong, he know he wrong, but somebody going to have to break the ice just because you both wrong.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
and
you.
And, you know, really in that situation, you don't know what you might do until you have to go through it.
No,
mm-hmm.
I know what I
do. I would never want to go through that. Never.
Right.
You know. Like I said,
I would
just
know.
Like it. Go ahead.
I would know. I would know automatically because, first of all, first and foremost, you know, we all say we have to be ladies, but we forget who we are when we are put in that situation. However, you know you was cheating with the next man when you cheated. And you knew that was wrong when you cheated with the next man. You knew you thought you was going to get away with it when you was with the next man. Now that he's thinking like you thinking and y'all both looking crazy, why don't y'all just bring it to the forefront? Either y'all have menage a trois, either y'all go y'all separate ways, or y'all keep it real and keep it moving.
Yeah.
Right.
It can't go in so many ways. The dirt is already done.
Right.
Are you going to accept it and y'all going to come together and make it happen? Or you going your way, I'm going my way, and we'll call when we need each other and meet in the middle?
Yeah,
right.
But sometimes
it's
not
so
always
many
that.
Can go.
Sometimes it's always not that black and white because sometimes people, some end up in hell and some end up in jail.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
And you cross that line and you can't handle it. Did your mother tell you about putting your hand on that fire? The kitchen's did she tell you about putting your hand in that hot water? If you can't stand the heat in the kitchen, get out.
Right.
Everybody
right,
hold
right.
that thought. Everybody hold that thought. We're going to go to another song called Hooked on You by LVM.
Big crazy.
From you, but every time I see
in you. Now I'm sitting here alone. Girl, I tried, God knows I tried it. Girl, I tried, baby, I can't hide, can't get away. Girl, I tried, still can't hide, can't get away from you.
Are going to have our own New Year countdown. There's not enough Dons on the line for this diva that's coming on now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Tia, are you there? Tia.
Hello, Tia.
Happy New Year.
I'm sorry.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. Another faithful caller.
Yes. How are you guys?
We're doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. Blessed. Can't complain.
Yeah.
There you go.
Absolutely.
There you go. You know, and that's what matters.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, did you hear the topic, Kia?
No. I'm sorry. I was so distracted. No, I didn't even hear the topic. I put Albert and Tom. I said, oh, my God, it's 8:30
something. Go ahead, Kia. Give me the topic.
Okay. If you both called, you and your mate both called cheating, do you think the relationship would last?
If we were both caught cheating?
Yeah.
No.
At the same time?
No.
Why do you think that?
If we were both caught cheating, you think we... No. Oh. What's the ratio for that? Oh, my God. What's the ratio for that? Who's going to tell you how to take a... Both of them caught cheating. No. Ooh, I would love to know what the ratio for that is.
I just use the example, like, you know, you could be, like, I mean, it could have been a relationship that's been going on for a while, right? Okay,
mm-hmm.
you and your, you know, little fling in the club that you didn't think that your man would be, you know. And here up steps your man and another woman. It could happen like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I'm going to put my instance out there with Vincent, my ex. I was in Virginia. I stayed in Washington, SEC, when I came back here to New York. We broke up, you know, because he couldn't deal with me being whatever. But, like, when I came back here in 11, yeah, I saw him out with a new woman, but... I mean, I kind of thought something was going on, but, you know.
Uh-huh. What did you do?
You know that thing called bridle your tongue that, you know, you can always, every restraint?
Uh-huh.
There was nothing but prayer through that whole situation. That was nothing
wow.
but prayer, because I'm saying right now, I know what kids capable of doing, mm-hmm. especially, you know, when you grew up with 5 big brothers and, you know, you got big cousins and stuff like that. But, you know, that's a nothing but prayer. That's a nothing but prayer. Mm-hmm. That's a tough call.
Yeah.
That's tough. And believe me, if you can see the if Luke can kill, I would have killed him four times in that place. He was dead four times in that place. If Luke can kill. But the side effect of that is when he saw me, I guess he spotted me. He came over and was like, oh, I didn't know you were. I was like, yeah, I got, you know, we had a conversation. I didn't ask who the girl was. He was exactly the whole time over at the table with me and my cousin where we was at. And then my cousin, you know, they're very, I guess I'm going to say foolish of the mouth because they say stuff. And then, you know, you're like, oh, my God, did you just say what you just said? So, of course, they were attacking him, like his character. Like, are you kidding me to be up here at our table? And you got, you know. But that's foolish. I don't deal with, you know.
Can I ask you something? Was that your man?
Huh?
Was that your man? Like your
let me
man?
All through college, and, you know, I would guess 6 years, 7 years of relationship. Yeah, I guess so. You can call that, right? But couldn't deal with me being gone all the time. But, you know, you're supposed to have each other's back, right? You dated
right.
somebody, and sometimes the job, great opportunity in Washington took me. So, you know, I was there, and then unforeseen something, you know, to come back to New York was a blessing, you know, on 11, but I didn't think because me going to advance a career or do something, he would be doing what he was doing. But that's called, I'm not, that right there, like I said, that was prayer. Because if Luke's been killed, I killed him in the damn place three times.
Uh-huh. That's why I'm going through what I'm going through right now.
Yeah, it takes a lot of prayer. Because you got to bridle your tongue. Because I know what my mouth, I know what comes out this mouth. And I know what, you know, they said the tongue is the sharpest thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can kill, you fight things that you can't take back.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's
true.
Something you got. Ooh, that's something you can. I would love to know the ratio of people who can stay together, and you know, and we weren't together. So I wouldn't think that's cheating. We weren't together. I guess he so called said it was a friend of his that they were out with. That's not my business. What he's doing is none of my business. And I made it known to him, so he took it as like, you know. What do you mean? It's none of my business. When you leave somebody, it's none of your business what they're doing.
That's
mm-hmm.
true.
My business.
That's true.
So I would love to know the ratio of women who. That's nothing but prayer.
But I mean, you got some that will.
Yeah, but who
yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
well.
Men as well. I mean, you know. I don't know. You got some of them that's so slick. They try to talk slick. You know.
Yeah.
But
that's
sometimes you got to say, hey. Yeah.
Will talk their way out of anything. There's some that will talk their way out of anything.
Oh, that's my
head. Red-handed. That's why hands in the cookie jar and still will talk their way out of it. Yeah. Yes. That's why you got to be careful who you. You got to be careful. You got to know what they're saying. You know
yeah,
what they're
yeah.
saying about you got to be careful who whispers in your ear. You know, I'm just saying.
Now you
gotta
be careful who you giving it up to. Period.
That's, you gotta be careful. Who that's the whole thing. Sometimes it's just.
I didn't even answer that one, but they have to
serve the plate. You gotta serve your plate before you eat it.
Y'all always do. Listen. Always y'all really knew my situation. Well, see, I'm trying to get my small business management going on right now.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I'm in Newburgh. I'm trying to do something.
I'm confused. What is your situation?
I am in Newburgh trying to get my small business management going on right now.
Okay, but what that got to do with cheating and, I don't understand. I'm confused. A woman is holding you back from this?
No, none of that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but I'm focused.
But I'm trying to figure what is that? What has this got to do with that? Maybe I'm confused. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just a little confused.
Jeremy,
what
was you gonna fit? I mean, finish that.
Well. I really miss that girl companion, and it's been so long. Like, that's why I don't want to say nothing. It's been so long. I mean, real talk. And,
oh, I get you now. I understand now.
Okay,
yeah, okay. That's a key word.
Okay.
So you need a companion to get your 12, to get your business and.
No, not to get the business. Not to get the business. It's just.
Can I, been without a female in a long time.
Thank you. Huh? Do I really gotta put it like that? Like that?
Yeah.
Push that one, because I know you ain't scared.
We're
you
calling
never scared.
You out.
Elijah, where are you?
LJ and Elijah, I'm calling you both out. Come on now. Get in on this juicy topic. You got to press that one. You might be on, but you got to press that one. Come on out.
Right, we only have one Don on the line. We need some more Dons on the line.
Yeah, we need some Dons up on here.
Where's Brooklyn Swagger? Where is he at?
Who?
Brooklyn Swagger, where is he?
We're trying to get him to press that one. He ain't pressing one.
Okay, listen. We have on the line Elijah and LJ.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Elijah might as well let me go first. He's long-winded. And I'm just going to say, if you both got caught cheating, I mean, it's not even a relationship that seemed like it's even worth savaging, because something must not be working for both people, that both people are looking outside of the relationship for something.
Makes sense.
LJ went right in on it.
She got a good point.
Ask her where she get that from.
normally LJ is sitting in the cut. LJ came out with it tonight.
She got a good point there now.
Yeah.
Mr. Elijah.
What's up?
What's up, big brother? What you got to say?
Basically, she actually surprisingly did kind of hit it on the head. But that's really the basis of it. If you establish in the beginning that you have an open relationship, that's one thing. But if you both call yourself being committed to each other and y'all both cheating, I mean, come on, she right, that ain't a relationship. But I mean, some people will stick around. Me myself, and I know I'm not unique, but I don't cheat, but I've been cheated on before, so I know the feeling. And, you know, I would never want nobody else to feel that feeling, so, you know.
Yeah. Is there a clone for you? Because this man just sounds too good to be true.
I don't take credit for any of it. A lot of it, the 99% of it, is just how my mom's raised me. But, and then I guess 99% or 100% is the rest is God. But yeah,
right.
I've always been like that anyway. I mean,
I've always been
like a relationship person. And like I said, I remember a time. I could be honest, like. You know, I was in the relationship more than the person was. That shit hurt you to your heart with somebody cheating on you. You know, and you really
feel
so. I mean, I would never want nobody to feel that way.
Especially if you thinking that, you know, it's all about you.
A lot of it got to do with your self-esteem, too. Because I remember at the time, I mean, this was my son's mom. Like, it was a while back. But I was insecure about myself, so like, and my self-esteem wasn't quite where it was at. So I actually dealt with a lot of things that I shouldn't. I mean, I had everything but the act, catching her in the act. But I knew, you know what I'm saying. But like, you know, my boys were like, well, she's a good-looking girl, and so that's how I judged whether I was doing all right. So like, I couldn't leave her because I ain't gonna get nobody as good. But you know, God showed me different later. But you know, so it just depends.
Wow.
So you was going off for looks, not what was in the heart.
What's up?
I said you was going for looks, not what was in the heart.
Well, no, it wasn't that. I mean, I guess you could.
She was loving him more than she was loving him.
I guess you could say it that, but what it was more about how I felt about myself. See, I grew up, y'all can see my picture now. I'm all right. I know that today. But I grew up around a bunch of pretty boys who had all the fly women, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
guess I was a little awkward when I was younger, so that reflected on my self-esteem. So when I did get a girl and they told me she was good-looking, you know, I felt like I was on top of the world. Like, I can't let her go no matter what happened. And she basically, I mean, dogged me out. I mean, literally, I was hard-working, always have been, you know, straight to high school, to college, had a good job. And the thing about it, I got what I deserved because this happened. I first came home from the service, and one of my boys told me, yo, this female, she feeling you. But they was like, listen, don't go there and fall in love, because she ain't the one for you like that. They knew how I was, and they knew how she was. You know what I'm saying? But no, you know, here I am thinking I'm, you know, all that. Don't worry about it and what I do. I go give me a little piece, and now I'm in love. So I got a baby, and, like, you know, I mean, I always was more like, I don't know, some women, they want, like, the best of both worlds. They want a guy, they want a guy who's hardworking, decent looking, you can walk down the street with him, but they want him to be, like, like a thug type, too, mixed in there.
The younger
woman. I'm more along the lines of, like, look, I'm going to be dedicated, I'm going to be a family man. But I guess you could call me a little bit of a nerd. I'm a bookworm, but I just ain't, like, you know, that street dog type of person. So they're going to seek out some. We'll seek that out. And that's kind of what happened. She was from that type of environment, even though I was, too. I just went a different route, you know? And that's what she was really into. She was into the young hanging out, but then she liked the security of having a man that's going to pay the bills. So I basically, I ain't going to say I got played, but, you know, I allowed myself.
You know, I didn't take heed to the red flags.
I got played.
We all ignore the red flags at one point in our life. We talk about this all the time, the red flags. We ignore them at times. And that's all that was. Just ignore the red flags. No doubt.
But you know what? The thing about it, to this day, I tell her this too, because like I said, we got a child together. She actually, in more ways than she could realize, made me into a stronger man. Because I would never, ever, ever allow myself to be put through that again. Like, if you cheat on me, we done.
It was an experience.
This may not be fair, but for me, you cheat on me once, there's no coming back. There was something I wasn't giving you. You couldn't communicate that to me. So not only we messed up whatever I'm not giving you, but we ain't got no more communication either. I will never allow my... And I now, instead of thinking, I can't lose you, my thoughts, as arrogant as it may sound, that's your loss. I know I'm a good man.
Exactly.
So
there
I'm
you
a,
go.
You know what I'm saying? I just flipped the script. That's all.
Uh-huh.
Are you
and
trying to... I hear Ramona in the background trying to say something.
Well, I just said good for him. You know what? Sometimes you got to go through life. And you know, you learn. Some people, smart people, learn from their mistakes. You know, those that don't, they keep tripping up on those same things, and those same things will get them caught out there every time.
Right.
So for him, good for you. Good for you, BK.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because sometimes it doesn't take a person to get hit in the head with the Twin Towers sometimes to wake up and smell a coffee.
Not at all.
You know, good for you, man. I like that. Good for you.
No doubt. Thank you, brother. But you right on point there, man. I mean,
that's... brother, but okay, I'll take that.
Good for him, though.
See, he learned, though. He was like one of them... I get where he's coming from, because he's from Brooklyn or whatever, and I'm a New Yorker, too. The people, girls, they want that hood rat, that thug kind of brother. But they want that man that get out there and got that 9 to 5, that good job and all of that. But I'm going to tell you, as soon as you give him that thug and that good man and he all that you want him to be, that's still not enough for some women.
That's true, too.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of men will fall back and be the victim like he said he was and won't do anything, won't even retaliate. But then you got some that be like, okay, no, excuse me, she doing it, I'ma do it. You know, tit for tat, and you know, and that's where the conflict come in.
Yeah.
I can't do that because I like to do too many things at that at that time in bed, and if I feel like somebody else going up in that, and I ain't gonna even be able to do it.
I know that's right.
like to do too much playing and exploring, and I can't get the thought out of my mind that somebody else, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I can't even go there.
Yeah. Right, I feel you on that one.
Jeremy, you still with us? Kia?
I'm here.
Okay, so
I'm
still here.
Oh, I said
the
three, I said the third, and the fourth one right there.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah, Shelly. Shelly, where is the other diva?
I'm here.
Okay.
Shelly is here. The wine.
Right.
What it was, the wine.
Well, everyone, the phone lines are lit up. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on a topic with us, Divas, with the Diva Squad and the Dons and Divas that has called in. Or just kick your feet up and take the ride because it's very hot, nice topic. So let's go in. Let's get it. Let's go. Ooh-wee.
Wee. Ow.
And you know what? While everybody just sitting there thinking, we're going to go to another song by Mary J. featuring Jay Sean, Each Tear.
There's something that I want to say. you so much stronger. It makes you so much wiser. Yeah. And you're so close to your dreams. And no mistakes, no heartbreak can take away what you're meant to be.
Wow. That was nice.
Ooh.
I love her song anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mary is nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Well, I'm
going to
let
yes.
y'all know right now, I'm her biggest fan. I love me some MJB. I love her.
Yes. Yes. Because she got it going on.
Yes.
She definitely
yes,
she got it going on, you know.
All her songs are hits.
Yes. Ever since
shoot.
I can remember.
We have another Don on the line. We have Mike. Mike, are you there?
Oh, Lord. Hello, Mike.
Hello?
Hello,
yeah.
Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Happy
What's
New
going
Year.
On? How are y'all ladies
How
doing
you,
tonight?
Mike?
We're doing
I'm
good.
Right.
How are
I'm
you?
Right. I'm all right.
Okay.
What's your topic for the evening? I would surely like to be
Go ahead, Rachel.
Miss, I have some things going on.
So I can't wait to hear his response.
Ray, go ahead.
All right. What is tonight's topic? Okay, tonight's topic. Wow. Okay. Are you ready, Mike? Are you sitting down, first of all? Mike.
Oh, actually, no. Yeah, I'm getting ready to get a drink in a minute, but go ahead.
Okay. Now, I want to make sure I say this correct now. If you're in a relationship and you get caught cheating at the same time your mate does, is this relationship going to last?
Okay, if you're in a relationship and you get caught cheating at the same time your mate does, is the relationship going to last?
Yeah.
Hell no. No.
Hey, that's a booty call.
It's not going to last. But the simple fact of it is, you see, now this is what I got to say here. Because I know y'all females been talking a lot because I know how y'all do. But,
yes, you last Wednesday.
I'm going to give
do?
Y'all
how
this
how
one.
We doing? How we do?
Because, you know, y'all talk a lot, you know, y'all be seeing that, you know, the keywords and all that. But, but I'm going to tell you like this. The reason why it wouldn't work for the simple fact of it is, if y'all try to make it work, y'all must go and stay together for the rest of your life. Because if each one of y'all go y'all separate ways, you're going to think the other one is still cheating.
Right, they don't have a dog.
You know what I mean? You're going to think I was cheating. And then a man, and to be truthful, a man going to be mad at a woman. Another man is thinking another man hyping his girl. You understand? Another man piping your girl. What was that, the best man? When he was up there and he was crying and thinking about it and everything. And she's like, ooh. And he hugging her and all that.
And that's your assessment.
I don't know that ain't gonna work. Ain't gonna be no reason to even try to go back. Just leave it alone.
Mike, I have a question for you.
Sure.
What if you're cheating and you go into a secluded club with the person that you're cheating with? You're about to get it on the dance floor. You go in, y'all get on the dance floor, and you see your lady out there dancing with the dude she cheated on you with. What would you do?
You know what I would do?
What?
I'll tell that girl what I say. Stay right there. Wait right there. And I'll go over there, and I'll say, well, who's this? And if I don't get no answer, somebody get their head bust open.
Sit down, Mike.
I know that's not Kia. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I got
boy.
Kia on the line.
You got a lot of love to be talking about that.
Now, listen. First of all, and it depends on where she told me she was going, too. Now, she told me she's going to chill with a girlfriend, and I catch her. That's another thing.
You got a woman all
reason why a man let me switch you
only
off, a man can't hide all that in like a female do.
Thank you. Everybody hold that thought. Please, everybody hold that thought. We're gonna go to a song by Alicia Keys, Brand New.
Oh, my favorite song.
Yeah, y'all need some,
oh God,
y'all need some
God,
brand
God.
New. Y'all need a lot of brand new stuff.
Yeah, you need a new brand new something with something.
Go ahead.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back. God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy. I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. Took a break. If I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller, I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long.
Mike, how, after you do what you think, you're going to say, Mike, wait,
exactly.
Let me finish my question first.
how are you going to go back home to wherever you're staying at and, you know, think that this is going to be okay with what you did and the fact that you're out with somewhere secluded with another woman?
Okay, let me explain this to you. You said, how are we going to go back home? She's going to go with me when I go.
You gotta realize
what the question said.
Seriously, listen.
You gotta realize what the question was said. If I'm with a girl and my girl over there, first of all, like you said, a girl, so that girl is not gonna mean anything to me. You understand? Yes, I'm gonna be mad, but she's gonna come home. My girl is gonna come home with me. You understand?
I'm saying, how are you going to
come home with me?
Let's follow your scenario. You assuming that you got your girl, and I'm assuming you ain't really trying to mess with no dumb chick. So you trying to say that you got your girl so in check that number one, first of all, she out cheating and you cheating, and then remember you said you gonna bust her ass. That you gonna
right. Let me finish
my brother. You gonna bust her ass and then around and say, let's go, and she's going to follow you home.
No, I'm not going to beat my ass in the club.
Hey, that's what you're
going to beat my ass in the club. You're going to go home.
He said that the girl he's cheating with knows that he has a girl. So immediately that gives him the right to cheat. Because this girl knows he got a girl, so he can be with who he wants. This girl still gonna be home.
Okay, you know what? I know the type of brother you are.
I know
the type of brother you are. I'm gonna tell you the type of brother you are. So you the type of brother that like to be like, oh yeah, psych your woman up, but then when you get caught, you want to cop and plead. See, it's two different type of brothers. See, you the type that when you're around a lot of females, you talk. You understand? That's the type of brother you are. But when you get caught with the girl, you freeze up. You understand? And you start flinching when there's a spine coming down your back. See, me on the other hand, I'm a different type of brother. If I'm with a girl and I catch my girl cheating, I'm going to let the other girl know, listen, check this out. Right now, it ain't happening. I see my girl over there with somebody. You Y'all not making the question clear. The question, does she know I'm with somebody is the question. See, that's what y'all are getting wrong at.
We didn't say that.
Well,
exactly. See, that's my point. Nobody said your girl knows you with somebody.
Oh,
you understand?
Hey.
That's
mm-hmm.
the point.
Okay.
Key word, my case is
what?
Closed.
You're right. Mike, you got us on that one. Mike.
Oh, no, that's not true. Listen, he answered it when
that's not true. What you mean that's not true?
Hold on.
I'm with somebody. You
listen,
think I'm going to go over there and tell her what she would have done?
The first question they asked you was if you both got cheating, would the relationship
exactly.
work?
Exactly. That question was asked.
He said, hell no.
You said,
exactly.
But you know what? Even moving that aside, I still want to understand the part how you messing with a ride or die chick, and you don't do it at the club. You're going to take her home, beat her ass, and she's going to stay with you, and you ain't going to, and she already cheating with the man.
Okay, let me ask you something, home. How many boys you got?
Yo, you the type of dude that's for sell top nine next to Bubba as the new girl.
No, 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 no. See, that's where you wrong at.
Nah,
see,
nah,
for the fact, Like you said, if she a ride or die chick and she knows she got caught, that's the way she's going to keep it. You understand? That's the shit, my brother. Now, if she's not a ride or die then yes, she's going to call a cop. See, I don't know what kind of chicks
all right,
you're dealing with. Maybe as soon as you yell at them, they're hitting that 911 button.
Answer it in terms of if you both got caught together or both got caught at the same time. Answer it on
okay,
that.
Okay, see, okay. Now that I said, if you both get caught at the same time,
that's what she said.
Question. No, it was not what she said. You did not listen to what she said.
I did say that.
No, I'm talking about. I answered that question. I'm talking about what Rachel said, I believe.
Right.
Rachel asked a totally different question. She, now you're asking the same question that Shelly asked, but Shelly said, would the relationship work? I said, hell no.
I did say that.
And I said, hell no, it wouldn't work. You understand? Now you're asking, what if we've seen each other face to face? What would the situation be? You didn't ask, would the relationship work? The situation would be, it would be where, okay, we both got caught, we fucked up, what's the next step? See, it's three different scenarios. See, it's three different scenarios going on here. And see, you're yelling and you're screaming, but you're not hearing what I'm saying, dog. I don't know what I'm talking about, baby.
You know what I'm saying.
You want to yell at me now? What? What do you want to yell at me about?
No sense what you just said.
Now, I don't get no sense to you.
You know, buddy. Come on now.
Do I have to explain this three times?
Wait, you question and show the question. Come on, Mike.
Kia, did you listen to the question? It's three different questions.
I don't know what you're saying.
I answered each one of them.
We
do
have
scenarios
out there. We
did. You know what, Kia? I'm going to tell you how I'm going to tell you this. Kia expected me to say, okay. Listen, this is what Kia expected, all right? Kia expected if you got caught and you went over there and seen that girl with another dude, you would go over there or you would talk to her and you'd be like, yeah, you know, such and such, baby, such and such. Let's go. You know, I'm over here with somebody, so maybe rich shit ain't going to work. See, no.
Well, I don't think that. So
on all of the same things, the question was, if you both got caught cheating together, would the relationship last? That was the question, initial question.
And he said hell no.
Topic.
Exactly.
Right. And I said hell
no.
And then a couple of questions was asked to him.
I'm getting jumped on by Kia. What's the guy name?
No.
That's not a guy, Mike. Mike, that is a female that was talking.
It's the way how you come out saying what you said, as usual, your non-substance self, saying what you said, Mike. Come on, Mike.
So who were the people that was just talking to me?
Elijah and Ramona.
Okay.
There was another dude. All I was really talking about was the busting the ass part. There was some other dude that was.
Okay, so
there was some other dude saying some other.
That is not a dude. That is a female.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I thought it was Elijah because he was talking to me at first and kept going on. Then little Miss Kia, car lady, she came
to
me.
Happy New Year to you, Mike,
no
as well.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year, Kia. Oh, Happy New Year, everybody. I'm sorry.
Happy New Year, Mike.
Mike, I just, you know what? As soon as you got on here, I knew something of that was not of value and not something was coming out of their mouth before they even asked the question. But I already knew.
Now you want to break out the big words, the value. Now you want to break out the big words. You know
what? how I missed you, Mike.
I haven't been on in a while, Tia.
Everybody hold that song. We're going to go to another song by Jaheim. Put that woman first.
Yeah, for the first.
Oh,
that's what I'm doing. I'm putting her first.
on my truck then. And if it came in a sack, no Sims, no Steve in a bag then. And if it ripped from my wrist, then it looked like it shined like blue then. But oh, girl, I forgot to be a lover. If it wasn't for the 9 to 5 doubled up overtime then,
I couldn't remember.
If it wasn't for the Sunday All-Star weekend game, girl,
I couldn't remember.
And if it wasn't for the Joe Mississippi Jesus show, girl, you know that
I couldn't remember.
But silly me, oh, tell me how could I ever forget to be your lover?
Be your lover, to me, love,
oh yeah.
Spend my life making up.
Oh, I forgot to be a lover.
When she starts bringing up older and the fights keep getting worse,
oh, bro.
Finding numbers in her purse. Can I put that one left her?
Yeah.
And you know that she ain't wearing her ring.
Oh, no.
And she starts playing a little game. Come in and let my mind.
If it wasn't for the makeup on my shirt, still out there chasing skirts, then
I couldn't remember.
And if it wasn't for that fight last night, you smashing out my head like this,
I couldn't remember.
If it wasn't for parole, steady ducking my PO, girl, you know
I couldn't remember.
But feeling me, babe, tell me how could I ever forget to be your love?
Now I realize
that you need love too. Spend my life thinking of you. Oh, I forgot to be a lover.
When she starts bringing up old
dreams,
and the fights keep getting worse.
It wasn't really nothing. Kept to myself, always running. All that I said.
So many words.
I need you to stay.
Always keep first.
Even though sometimes felt like second.
If I know that,
you know I had to learn a lesson.
Every time,
put in some work.
It's a better or worse.
Always put that on the
start. Bring it up.
Wow, that was good. That was a good song. One of my favorite songs.
Love that song.
You better put up first.
Did you listen to that song, Mike?
Absolutely.
Wow. Is everyone still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Mike and Kia, before you two go back at it, yes, this is an adult show, but please keep any bit of cursing out, i.e. Mike. Thank you. Are we all there? Are we on the air? Hello?
We on the air, Mama.
All right.
Hello, I'm here.
With an echo.
You know, let me ask one of y'all ladies, since we talking about this topic, have any of y'all ever cheated? Because I missed the first portion. Have any of y'all ever cheated on your man? And I'm curious as to why and what was your reason.
Yes, I'm gonna go first if y'all don't mind. This is Rachel. Yes, I did. This was in my marriage. I had walked in on my husband in the bed with another lady. It hurt me. It hurt me so bad. But I ended up taking him back. I guess you could call it for that moment forgiving him or whatever it was, whatever I was thinking then. This was way back then. And so I didn't feel like I had to get him back or anything, but, you know, after that, I was totally done and fed up. So being that I was still, you know, in the relationship, in the household, and, you know, I cheated. I sure did. I did.
Uh-huh.
I did.
Okay, this is Shelley. Mm-hmm. Come on, Ray.
Okay.
This is Shelley. No, I have not cheated, but thinking back, I should have cheated on his ass. Yes, I should have, but I didn't. I was faithful to him for 20 years. Yes, I was. I'm just getting out of it 2 months ago, but I should have.
Would have, could have, right?
Well, at least you honest.
Mm-hmm. This is Kia.
Yeah.
And no, I have not cheated.
All right.
Where you at, T?
She's coming back on. I think she dropped the call. She's coming back on.
Earlier, let me go first because we know Elijah's long winded, so don't be so shy now.
It depends on the definition of cheating, because I really called it being over, even though I was married. I'm talking about in my marriage, and we had been sleeping in separate bedrooms for over a year, and my definition of cheating was just talking to somebody else on the phone. To me, in my mind, it was over, but we hadn't sat down and really talked about it being over. You know, we just wasn't coming together like for about maybe a year to a year and a half.
So, who was that talking? LJ. All right, LJ, I'm going to have to go with you. I have talked to someone on the phone, but I haven't, I guess if you call it cheating, yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've never ever slept with nobody else while I was with someone.
Texting and talking, yes. So I have to rephrase my question and regroup my question. If that's what you're going to call cheating, yeah, that is cheating. But, yeah,
What was the question?
Elijah wanted to know if any ladies had been cheating, and what was your reason for cheating?
I sure did, and I'll do it again if I need to.
That's my story,
and I'm sticking to it. And I ain't explaining why I did it, because I felt it was necessary.
No, Petey, you hear what you're just saying?
I had to rephrase my question, because LJ said something, and yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go with her, what she said, yeah, because I've done that, yes.
Well, I said my piece, too. And I'll do it again if need be. Oh.
Exhale, ain't it?
Why not just leave?
I'm planning on leaving, but I'm going to do what I got to do first. I might have to cheat just to get to that next phase, you know?
And I mean, I think I was telling him it was over. That's why we had been in different rooms for so long, but he wasn't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Elijah? Shoot, you asking everybody. Well, Mike. What about the men? What men
cheat? Well, I answered. I've never cheated because I've been cheated on, and it hurt me like hell. So, like,
I have too, but in the same process, shoot. What had happened was.
Well, wait a minute. What is the definition of cheating? Like I said, is when you text somebody or you talk to them on the phone, is that cheating? Is it cheating?
I think you can do it in front of your face. Kim, are you there? Yes, I am. Kim, are you there? Yes, I am. Kim, we have Kim on the line. Kim, are you there? Yes, I'm here.
Happy New Year, Kim.
Happy New Year, and welcome to Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. How are you?
Hey, Kim.
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, how's everybody?
Good. We good. Did you hear the topic?
The original topic.
What's your intake on it?
Why can't they just kiss and make up? I don't get it. You know, I got a big devil's advocate.
What'd you say, Kim?
Let's go ahead on the makeup. Huh? Why can't we just kiss and make up, you know? Everybody has to leave. I mean, we both know we're wrong, so let's kiss and make up.
I mean, you know, hey, it could work. It could bring you closer.
Kim is crazy.
Wow. If you're going to take that road and kiss and make up, then what do you do to keep yourself from getting back into the same, getting back to the same place again?
Well, I think that both people would probably take into consideration. I think both people would probably take into consideration the reason they cheated. There's a reason that he cheated. There's a reason why she cheated. And hopefully both people will think about it next time and have someone to text and just go from there. If it happens again, then keep it moving. But they say makeup sex makes everything better, temporarily.
Yeah, well, that was a subject that we were speaking on the other day. Sometimes that makeup sex is the best. Woo-wee, ow.
I got a problem with the when you say that when the person has said something about cheating, did we talk on the phone? I guess another word would be cheating in marriage, adultery. And that's, you know, we all know adultery. It's intercourse between a married person and someone else in their spouse. I mean, I don't know if you're talking on the phone, you're cheating.
Well,
I mean, you know what? Because the
Bible also says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Right.
Because you can actually commit adultery in your mind, just lusting over somebody. So
I understand if you're on the phone and you're one at a time, please.
The Bible also says, don't mark the body. Everybody does it. Well, almost everybody does it.
So what? Even if you don't take it.
A lot of people do stuff that's not according to the Bible.
Even if you don't take it to the biblical part of it, if you on this phone, are you texting with the next man? And it depends on the nature of your text. But I'm assuming if you're on the phone with the next man and you leading him to believe that something possibly might happen between y'all two as far as relationship, as far as sex, in my mind, basically you have cheated because you already making plans to move on with the next man. So basically...
Who's that?
Well, I mean, there's flirting and there's making plans for a booty call. And when you text the next,
flirting is flirting. I disagree. I think that flirting is flirting.
And y'all texting back and forth, I think that's a little beyond flirting to me.
I think if you take it from a text where you're telling someone they look handsome or she looks beautiful, whatever the case may be, and you decide to like keep doing it, that's cheating. Flirting is flirting. It doesn't make a difference to me. But
my definition of cheating is physical. Flirting is different, but the actual physical and meeting this person and going to a secluded place, that's what I would call cheating.
Okay, so Shelly, let me pick you on that though. So you and your mate are together, okay? And your mate is sending pictures to another female, and she's sending him pictures. That's not cheating?
Me personally, been there, done that, but I'm just saying, to me, once you do the physical,
I'm going to answer the question.
I am. Exactly. Me personally, if you're doing the physical part of that and you're meeting each other, I mean, talk is cheap, for real. I'm just saying that. Talk is cheap. When you go to the next level.
You're bouncing too, girl.
But wait a minute, I'm saying, when you go,
because you can talk to somebody and get their heart. I mean, you don't actually have to go to bed with them to develop deep feelings for them. Now, once
you
capture your mind and your heart,
too. See, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you can send them a picture.
I'm just saying all of that
that's
plays
cheating.
A part of it.
And
that's
so,
when you set that next level to the point of meeting them and going to see them and going to the hotel in the rooms or whatever.
But everything you're doing is supposedly leading up to that. I mean, people are not going to
exactly.
send pictures, texts, right. and all of this stuff just to, I'm going to stay over here and you're going to stay over there.
Right, so Shelly,
I agree with that lady.
Shelly, you saying you have no problem with your man being online, having his little username, talking with the next female, and just like the young lady said before, they send the naked pictures back and forth. He telling her how beautiful her breasts are and how he would love to suck on them and do all kinds of things. And you saying,
Elijah, I'm getting ready to tell you.
I'm telling
you
what she'll do to his Johnson. Come on now, Shelly. Think about this.
I don't want to know about that. Of course I don't want to know about that. But when you step into the next level and go to that point where you're seeing this girl and you're doing all this other kind, talk is cheap. All it is talk. That's all it is to me. To me, it's just talk. When you go to the next level with it, that's something
Shelly, I'm worried about you.
So you said...
I'm worried about you, Shelly. When you're in a relationship, okay, now, no matter how you look at it, you love this person, y'all together, whatever the case may be, and your man, your husband, is sending pictures of his Johnson to another female, and she's telling him what she would do to the Johnson, and he's telling her because she sent him pictures too. You gonna sit here and say that's not cheating? Yeah, I'm worried about you.
Okay, wait a minute. Worried about Shelly, but I'm just saying that this is just Shelly.
I think Shelly, if anybody says that, that's going to roll off of me
because I'm like, you know what, at the end of the day, I see nothing wrong with talking. Let me back that up real quick. Okay, before you finish.
I want to go into details about a picture, okay? I'm going to go in detail.
Okay.
You love this man. Not seeing your husband, so you met somebody else. Y'all in love. Y'all doing different things. Y'all building together, this, that, and the other. And you find out that your man is sending pictures of his Johnson. You going to say that, oh, okay, that's not cheating, and another female is sending him pictures. You going to sit here and say, oh, you know what? That's not cheating because that's not physical. No, cheating is cheating.
But I'm saying you have to be a type of woman to be like, you know what, that's what he's going to do. It's not acceptable.
That's what he's going to do.
I'm just saying if that's what he's going to do, you need to stay within yourself and be comfortable within yourself to say, you know what, because he's not for me. But if you want to have fun with him
that has nothing to do with being comfortable. Hold up. You're comfortable enough to take that naked picture and send it to that man. That's comfortable right there. You let him see the good. You're letting him see the goods, letting him understand you're going to get this. This is what it looks like. You know, and of course, follow behind that, there's an intent, the intent to cheat. That's cheating, Shelly.
Maybe I might not look at it like that or whatever the case may be. You do you. I do me, me personally. That's just you know, we do what we do. That's all.
When you first mentioned the picture, she did say been there, done that. So she like she's done it. So I guess she wouldn't think it's cheating. I guess.
But see, the difference is though, if you love that man, you're in love with that man, and this is what he's doing. That's the difference. You can been there, done that, or you want to. But if you didn't love him, then guess what? Sure, my attitude will be the same thing. So be it. But if you're in love with the man. Come on now, if you're in love with him
I'm with you, Kim, on that part. If I'm in love with him and all the other types of things, I agree with that. Yeah, I can say I agree with that. Yeah,
okay.
I agree with
that.
They want to send some pictures or whatever, so be it. So, you know, do that. Whatever. I'm not in love with anybody right now.
Okay. Unfortunately,
you're in love with yourself, Shelly.
We're running out of time.
Yes, I'm in love with Shelly. You're right, Kim. Shelly is in love with herself.
Dons and divas. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. At this time, we normally go around the board and ask everyone about their input on this topic. So, Rachel, you want to start, or Shelly, you want to start first with calling whoever?
Go ahead, Shelly.
Go ahead, Ray.
I'm not going to call any names. I'm just going to ask if anyone would like to give a final thought on tonight's show, because I don't want to call you out and then you not want to give a final thought. So
yeah,
is
true.
There anyone who would like to give a final thought on tonight's show?
Can I go first?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, Kim.
Okay, this is Kim.
Uh-huh.
I think that the two people should kiss and make up. have some wonderful makeup sex. And start a relationship again. That's what I think. And I think that sending pictures of the Johnson above the private parts, that's cheating. I'm just saying.
Anybody else?
The only thing I want to say about what Kim, I just want to comment on what Kim said. You said the two people should kiss and make up. That only can happen if both people decide to do that, you know, because if you have one person, at least just one person feeling like Elijah's feeling, that, hey, once you cheat, it's done with, it's over, then I guess you got to figure out, hey, what can we do to get, so we won't get to that point where we both stepping out. How can we make each other happy in the relationship instead of?
Well, see, that means you got to start from square one with the communication and everything all over again, and you got to start from scratch. Because once you step out and he step out, okay, both of y'all done seen that. Both of you guys are capable of cheating, obviously, because both of y'all got caught doing the same thing. So there's no right or wrong person. So therefore, if you decide you want to stay with the person, then common sense is going to tell you got to figure out exactly what went wrong. That only works if both people agree. If you don't agree, then guess what? It's not going to work.
That's true.
If both people agree, have wonderful makeup sex all over again.
Call it a night.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Wake up in the morning and, you know.
And that's your story.
Well, I got something to say. Gosh, damn, this is Mike.
Where you been?
I'm listening to the. I just recently, you know, I had to take care of it, but then I come back and I hear Johnsons and all this, and I don't know what went on when I was gone, but as far as you sending a Johnson on to somebody, that's not cheating, but you ain't living right, you're living foul.
Okay.
Understand? So why would you even send a picture to you know, to another female Bill Johnson? That means you want her to see it, and then she be like, oh yeah. No,
you
can't cheat with a picture.
That's not cheating.
You can't cheat with a picture.
Thank you.
You want her to have that Johnson.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
The funny part about that is,
cheat with a picture.
If Mike's girl, let's just say Mike had a girl, okay, and his girl sent a picture of her private part to another man, I'm sure by the way he sounds, busting head to the white feet and all that stuff, he would flip
script.
Okay. No. I would flip out, but I didn't consider. You understand? You're gonna flip out. You're gonna flip out, but that's not cheating. You enraged. You mad about the situation, but that's not cheating. You can't cheat with a picture. So anybody's gonna be mad about the situation. You can't say, all right, well, I'm having affection thoughts with this picture, and I'm doing this with this picture. No, you can't do that. So, yes, anybody would be furious. That's why I said it's not cheating. You're living foul.
Living foul.
You're going to the process of cheating. You're going to the process of cheating.
Mike, this is Shelly. I agree with you 100% on that.
Oh, Shelly,
I'm
please.
Like, you know what?
Oh, Shelly, please.
That's yes.
No, okay. Right.
Everybody said it one time. Shelly, please. Mike, please.
Mike, I agree with you 100%. I don't think that's cheating. Wait, let me rephrase that. If you're in a relationship,
okay.
And you're married or whatever, you shouldn't be doing
it's
stuff like
that. It's an intent
that
to cheat.
Right. That you shouldn't be doing. If you're dating, and
Mike know that he would have a
dating,
connection.
Heck yeah, Mike would. He would flip that hair to the white meat.
He sure would. If he
would
let somebody hair to the down to the white meat.
Mike, Shelly is with you
100%.
If you're not in a relationship or a marriage, I don't think that's cheating.
And Shelly, I feel bad that you even agreeing with Mike, because Mike was the one that said something like he go to a secluded club or whatever, and he see his girl in there, he gonna go and beat the guy up or all that other nonsense.
Well,
and you agree with him?
He's wrong for that. If he
had
somebody other than his girlfriend, Mike, you're wrong for that. But I just want to say that if you guys are not in a relationship, I don't think nothing wrong with that. No, I don't.
I said it was a relationship.
Okay, anybody else?
My final thought on that.
Great topic, ladies. Great topic. As always, Mike, it's a pleasure. Anything comes out your mouth, I have shake my head. Every time you open up your mouth, something come out. It doesn't even make sense.
Okay, anybody else?
Okay, am I still on air?
Yes.
Go ahead, Elijah.
Basically, real quick, my final thought, in actuality, Mike is actually right. Shelly is right, because that's their definition. Let me finish. That's their
definition.
But we are also right, because we define cheating as when you have an intent to have sex or get with somebody else. So there's no right or wrong, but basically most people, I ain't going to say most people, I feel that is cheating. If you thinking about getting with the next man, you texting pictures, you cheating, because you got the intent to go out and do something.
Okay, I can go with that.
Bam.
Okay, Shelly, you want to give your final thought?
Shelly is going to flirt with people. with people. I'm going to flirt with people. Now, the thing is, like, I just want to say, if you're in a relationship and you're with a boyfriend, girlfriend, marriage, or whatever, no, it is not cool to send pictures of what Kim said Johnson or whatever else.
Yeah, the Johnson.
No, that's not cool. I agree with you on that, Kim. That's not cool. But when you say it like me, hell, fuck it. Oops, sorry. Go for it.
Hey.
Hold on, one second. You can't talk to somebody and text somebody. But when you take it to the next level, when you're going out to meet that person or plan on having sex with them, what cases? Kim, you could be going to the grocery store and somebody could say, hey, you look pretty. And you're like, oh, thank you, da-da-da-da. You smell good. Are you flirting with them?
That's not flirting, Shelly. Follow me, Shelly. And I wasn't going to interrupt you. Sending pictures. There's different.
Oh, yeah.
You can define cheating any way you want to. I'm just saying, if you sending pictures of your Johnson and she's sending pictures of her JJ to the person to me personally, that's cheating. So we agree to disagree. There's no right answer.
I agree with you on that.
Okay.
When you take it to the next level, something different.
Come on, we've run it.
Just how I feel.
Rachel.
Yes, I have something to say. First and foremost, I want to thank the man above for allowing us to have our first successful show of the year. I'd like to thank G2 Palace. I'd like to thank the higher-ups in our agency. I'd like to thank all of our callers, Jeremy, Ramona, Tiff, Kia, Elijah, LJ, Mike, and Kim. And I would like to thank the Diva Squad, ladies. I love y'all and happy New Year.
Love you too.
My last comment on the subject. If we are in a relationship and we cheat, then we are both considered cheaters. However, we decide to, you know, to mend the relationship or end the relationship is, you know, to each his own. That's just how I see it.
Okay.
That's my word. I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
What is your final thought?
First and foremost, again, I'd like to thank the callers, listeners, and as you said, most of all, the man up above. It is what it is. You cheat, you cheat. It don't matter. I mean, whatever. But anyhow, make sure that you tune in on Friday to Love and Entertainment, 6 to 9, with our host, Rich Money. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9, with Lavina Polite as the host. Monday, we have two shows, Love, Lies, and Loyalty, from 7 to 9, with your host, Steph Dallas. And at 9 to 10, with Dr. Feel Good as your host. Tuesdays, GPS Sports, from 8 to 10, with your host, the Mayor. Wednesday, Love Fantasy, the Diva Squad, of course, 8 to 10, with your host, T, host Rachel, and host Shelley. It's been a great night. I want to wish everyone a prosperous new year. Stay blessed. Stay focused and keep it 100. We're going to go out of here with Single Ladies by Beyonce.